Hi, everybody. This is Andy Hsu. We are broadcasting today from Ipswich. It's the Edmonds County Achievement Days. And this report brought to you by CHS River Plains, Harriet Livestock, McFleeg's Incorporated, Seed Solutions, and Premier Equipment. And we've got Sydney, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sydney just walked out of the show arena with so many purple ribbons, she could barely carry them, all right?
Yep. I had purples in showmanships and in showing for my classes.
So what were you showing?
I was showing a steer. His name is Rebel, and I showed three lambs.
I've heard from a lot of 4-H'ers that showing steers isn't the easiest thing in the world. Tell me how you do it.
It's not the easiest in the world, but once you get to know your steer, and even heifers aren't that easy either, but once you get to knowing your animals, they start working better, and once you learn the ways that they go with the flow, I guess you could say, they start working a whole lot better, and it's easier to show them.
I imagine you didn't just pick that steer up out of the field yesterday. You've been working with him for a while, haven't you?
Yes, I have recently been to a show. It's called the Spotlight Summer Show. It's down in Huron, and we went to a show down there together, and I have been working with him a lot. Almost every day we go for walks and try to set up for some showmanship and that kind of stuff.
Are you going to take your steer to another show?
Yes. After this show, we are going to the Brown County Fair, which is in Aberdeen, and then we will go to the State Fair that is in Huron.
And you're wanting more and more purple ribbons, right?
Yes, that's for sure.
Did you do any static exhibits?
Yes, I did dill pickles. I did two floral arrangements. I did a United States of America flag that's made out of wood. And I made a tote bag.
Tell you what, you are so busy. How do you do it?
Managing my time well.
That's it. That's the key to 4-H, right?
Yep.
How many years have you been in 4-H?
About 5 now, not including clover buds.
So what do you tell the clover buds? What do you tell the youngsters that are thinking about 4-H?
Keep going at it and don't give up. I know it'll be hard, but just keep going.
All right. Well, you're a great example for 4-H'ers everywhere. Good luck for the rest of the day.
Thank you. Have a good day.
And this report brought to you by CHS River Plains, Harriet Livestock, McFleeg's Incorporated, Seed Solutions, and Premier Equipment. And we will be back with more from Achievement Days here on the stations of the DRG Media Group.